You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Brings the Nisyonot, the test that Abraham Avinu went through. So actually, the final test, he doesn't consider as Akedat Yitzhak. The final test is actually to dealing with the Ephron and the Maharat HaMachvela. So that is an interesting point that we see in the end of the final deal. Ephron's name is not complete, it's defective. There's a vav missing. So when he received the money, the vav is gone. So now the question is, what happened all of a sudden that there's a typo on his name? He didn't take nothing. He only took money.
Right, he took money. He chose to debase himself and become...
But trying to take money, a lot of people take money.
His intention
was his dealing. What's the problem?
The Baal was there because of the land he owned, Adam HaNishona, and they were there.
Okay.
So he had the Baal. Once Abraham Avinu bought the land, he lost the Chidushah that he had. That's why the
wall
is not there, because it doesn't belong to the land.
But didn't he do a mitzvah to transfer the land to Avraham Avinu?
No, because he got paid for it. Then mitzvah is unconditional. He got an exorbitant.
Do you buy tefillin or you take it away?
Buy.
You buy it? You pay money?
Yes. You buy tefillin.
I don't understand.
Price was exorbitant.
So if Ephron sold, so the sofer or the gift shop that you pay for the mezuzah, but he did something wrong?
If you overcharge, yes.
No, he didn't.
So, well, I don't understand. Why are you blaming Ephron for? What did he do?
He was greedy.
That's the nature of everybody, you know. As the Gemara brings, that one of the terms that is used for money, damim. Damim also means blood. So that means the blood and money is the same thing. That means if you don't have money, it's like you don't have blood.
You lost that. Abraham was willing to pay a lot more. He lost out 600, right? Abraham was willing to pay 1,000 coins.
How do we know?
The bank.
Sorry?
The bank is 600.
Why did he come with this figure?
The friend was two-faced. He said, oh, don't worry about the land. You could have the land. All of a sudden, he changed his mind and he charged him more than what it was.
Okay. Now, the point right here is when Rabbi Yonah says that this is the final test, how did Abraham was able to cope with this? Well, what did he do? Well, what was his secret, Abraham Avinu?
He became more humble in order to...
How did he become more humble?
By bowing to them and telling them...
How did he bow?
I wasn't there. I don't know how he bowed.
No. How was he able to bow then?
By gaining the Kedusha, he bowed to that.
No, he comes back after his unbearable test that he went through, and then his wife is lost.
He did not bring those things in the mirror.
Why?
Because
how?
How? He said, yeah. This is the will of the Hashem, and he accepted on himself whatever happened.
People that are being blocked, by somebody's car, they want to punch him. What do you mean?
They're not normal.
No, Chas v'Shalom.
No, you
cannot do that. No, you see, people take two spaces and you start honking at them. That means you're not normal?
You've never noticed you move a little bit so I could pop.
At 4 o'clock in the morning? No. And you wake up all the neighbors? What kind of attitude is this? Right. Oh, very nice thing. So now here, obviously, there is prescription for everything and anything. I guess when the doctors prescribe, the patient should know what time he should take it, how many times he should take it, and how many of the pills should take. But it's a very interesting point. Let's say the doctor doesn't hear from the patient for a while. So what does that mean?
Okay.
It's okay. He became well. But the pharmacist... The pharmacist hasn't been hearing that for the refill. So what does that mean? But it became well, Baruch Hashem, so it doesn't come. No. So now here in life, that's how it is. So like sometimes it's not that the patient is trying to ignore the doctor. But it became graduated. Like it's not that people, as a matter of fact, it's an interesting point that is brought in Gemara. There are 10 famines, and the last one will be the famine of the Torah.
What do you mean famine of the Torah?
Because
the lack of the Torah?
Just the Ra'ab for the Torah. It's a Gemara says. It's a good, positive, negative. Amazing.
Positive.
Sorry? No, it's just that the lechem means Torah. So it's good.
It's positive.
So Gemara tells us that's the worst thing that could happen, that will happen. Meaning, let's say somebody is extremely thirsty, right? So how much drink you need to give him?
First little and then later.
A little bit.
Yeah.
So Gemara says there will be a time that people listen to the Torah and they catch up with the learning. And they catch up with the tefillah. Why? Because it's a secondary. It's a ra'ab. That means, I'm here with you, but I have to do other things. So now here the prescription here is that there's a doctor that says that he doesn't hear it from the patient, right? So that means he came graduated, right? Now Chas v'Shalom is trying to ignore you. So now that would give you peace. Why? Because you might think, no, he left because
he doesn't
hear. Chas v'Shalom. Yeah. Because he's graduated. He doesn't need to hear what you want to tell him. The Persian HaKodesh say a very beautiful thing. They say, his two head showed up.
Yeah.
They say, Sar and Kale. Yeah, they mean that whenever he needs you, he's going to show up. But when, he doesn't need you, so you don't see him. You heard about this? Exactly. Like when he needs you, but just like the Ra'av, that you only need a little bit, that's how the attitude of people will be. Exactly.
But if you say Ra'av, means that people are hungry for Torah?
No. So Ra'av is negative. So Gemara means, and he says that Ava Torah, that means they want a little bit and just enough. Or they're available when they want to be available. It's not that when they should be available, they, you know, you have a halakha in Shabbat, they're called kelachar yad. What does it mean? Like, let's say if you want to move something, you can move it with your elbow. Right? Okay, muqsa. So people that have this attitude that, you know, secondary, you know, I'm here with you, but I have to do my own thing too. That's what the attitude will be. It's called Ra'ab Shel Torah.
And you cannot get a time that will be not Torah in the world, and then this is why you will be angry of Torah, because if you be not Torah in the world, you will be upside down. You could not understand what's going on about Torah, but the teaching will be not Torah. It's just it will be not Torah. And this is why you will be angry of Torah, because there will be not Torah. Can you not give a time like that?
I don't understand the question.
You said that they will be angry for Torah, and it's a bad thing.
It's a negative thing,
it's
right?
A negative thing, but yeah. The reason why they will be angry for Torah will be maybe because there will be no Torah to have. There will be no Torah available. And they will be hungry for Torah, but they will look for Torah, but they will not find anything. This is why they will be hungry for Torah. Not in such a case?
No, not at all.
No,
no, no. Okay. No, because as we see in our time, the whole Torah is in your pocket.
Yes, yeah, in the pocket, but a lot of things are fake. People are inventing things. People are saying that they know, and you can see a lot of children.
No, but that's not the point. No, no, that's not the point. The point here is the knowledge of Hashem is spread all over the world and is available by pressing a button.
But you don't know which one is right, which one is not right.
So if you don't know, so that means you should have more respect for the Torah or the word of the Torah. As the Gemara brings, that whoever that turns away his ear from my Torah, his tefillah is to'eva. Meaning, that means if you show the care for my Torah whenever you want, and the way you want, my word, Hashem says, so then you want me to listen to your tefillah, your to'eva, your tefillah for me. I don't want to say the word. That's what the translation is. But here Hashem says, you have no respect for my Torah.
When you see Dole Ador were not able to admit that they did a mistake and they just continue teaching Torah, that means the Torah is as proper as the fact that they don't admit the mistake, they say, I'm sorry.
Well, we're talking about like right here in this room, let's say, for example.
Yeah, but you see
Little people look for the little ones. You know, I'm not big, I'm little. No, we're talking about a manner and behavior in general. So now, the Gemara says, if you have no respect for my Torah, your tefillah is to'eva. That's very simple and bottom of the line. So if you look at yourself, so obviously you're not respecting the Torah because I'm doing my own thing. So here the Gemara says that if you don't show respect to my word, then you want me to listen to your tefillah. So that's what the Gemara says. It will be a ra'av Torah. Why? Because people say, give me a sip. Give me a sip, it's enough. Mm-hmm. Give me a sip enough. And then I'll take it whenever I want. So now, here, Rabbi Nachum Shalom obviously had a prescription, he had a patent. And that means that actually, as this was mentioned beautifully, when Abimelech bribed Abraham Avinu, he gave me a kisui einayim. Actually, he made a curse. That what you know, we see in this coming parasha, what happened to Yitzchak Avinu. It was not like just giving him like 1,000 shekel. But here, Avinu didn't want this money. What am I going to do with this, you know, this terrible Rasha money? So he wanted to give it to Ephron. And he was willing to give him. And then he said, no, give me 400. So all of a sudden the Torah deletes his vav. Why? Because the vav that it represents, the 600, he lost. He lost it. Because Amavino wanted to pass this money that he received from Avivelo to give it to him. So now, one point here, what does it matter? There is a vav, there is no vav. What difference does it make? What difference does it make? Yeah, from. Now, you took the vav out, so what's the big deal? Why are you telling me, fine, he lost money, but so what? Why you take the vav out? Right? And the answer here is, Bilam has a share in the Torah. Laban has a share in the Torah. Balak has a share in the Torah. Og, Melech HaBashan has a share in the Torah. Zimri has a share in the Torah. Ephron was deleted from the Torah. So now they take the Tevav out. It's not there anymore. That's it. Vanity. It just is space. Why? Because when you see somebody holy, with such a good intention, he tries to help you, and then you disrespect him, you have no place in the Torah. You have no connection to Ribono Shel Olam. Why? Because you are a tricky person. It's not there. It was erased. Deleted! And you see what the unbelievable, powerful message.
So Laban didn't do more than him when he reversed the...
Chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom. He has such a zechut that he became the grandfather of the Shevatim. Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. He did such a favor to Yaakov Nalo Shalom. Instead of one wife, he gave him two. What the greatest zechut. And you know, you see that all the is unbelievable thing that actually this bride, the Zilpa and Bilha, they were Lavan's daughter too. So that means all the Shevatim, they came from Lavan. All the Shevatim came from Lavan.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.